Governor Doyle spoke to school board members and school district administrators meeting in Milwaukee. He says he's glad that last year he vetoed a Republican plan for a so-called property tax freeze.
It would have meant significant teacher layoffs. It would have meant much bigger class sizes. And as much as anything, it would have meant a terrible violation, in fact, the end of our principle of local control of public education.
Doyle says last month the property tax increase on an average Wisconsin home was 2.7%, which he calls relatively low, but a figure Republicans say exceeded the inflation rate and was even higher in certain communities. Doyle says if the GOP goes ahead with another plan to freeze property taxes, he'll veto that too. Ken Cole of the State School Boards Association says his group would join the governor in fighting the freeze.
It's devastating to schools, it's devastating to communities. Maybe we should do more as an organization to depict, you know, just how drastic the kinds of cuts and changes are going to be.
But an author of the new plan to freeze property taxes, State Senator Bob Welch, says he'll press ahead.
Many local governments did do the right thing after the freeze debate and hold their taxes down, but many, many others didn't. And I think we need to have all citizens of Wisconsin have tax relief. That's why we're proposing the freeze again.
Welch says he'd like to have the freeze in place for 2 years until people can vote on a proposed constitutional amendment to limit government spending. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.